about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate about the experts that we have at Kevin McCullough Radio is that they get so many predictions correct. They know their stuff so well that oftentimes I find vindication of things that they say in the press and in breaking news, and it's just so good. David Fisher does that with our money segment. For the longest time now, I have been seeing story after story after story about my next guest, Dr. Douglas Howard. Not stories about him, but stories related to things we have discussed about on this Wellness Thursday segment, where he is like, it's like he was way ahead of the curve on all of it. Researchers at Tufts University making the case now that prescribing fruits and vegetables would actually save $100 billion in healthcare costs. Dr. Douglas Howard, if you ever needed, not that you do, but if you ever needed a case study to put on the bottle of fruits and veggies, here it is, my friend. Tufts University's got it for you. $100 billion.
What's interesting with this is that the study does show that prescribing, not just that fruits and vegetables would do it, but prescribing fruits and vegetables, the doctors need to prescribe them. That people listen, you know, we listen to the doctor so much and so well, and I'm glad my patients listen to me, but the key is we need people in authority to recognize this
right.
And do this. And I'll give you a little bit of the problem with this before we get into the study of why this doesn't happen as much either. Because take a guess. What's the average number of hours that a physician gets in nutritional study in medical school? Just the average in all the medical schools, how many hours do you think they get they study nutrition?
I think you kind of told us this a few weeks ago when we had visited what the New York Times had written about, but I remember it being a very low number. Is 16 too many hours? Is that a high number?
Too much.
Okay.
A little
six?
Too much. We're down to, let's go 14, but that's the average. You've got some out there doing it 20 and some doing it two. That's the killer on this.
Yeah.
Is that we have to go back to the roots, and we have to get doctors to recognize the value. It's just chemistry. Kevin, it's just chemistry. Whether it's in a fruit or a vegetable or it's in a drug, it's chemistry. It's just the difference if man put it together or God put it together. And that's the key there. But the study is devastating with the results that they have. That 70, well, it goes through and it talks about, it says roughly, but I'll tell you, most studies show that over 70% of diseases in the United States, are chronic and lifestyle driven.
Hmm.
What's a lifestyle disease? Something you can change. And over 70% of U.S. diseases are chronic and lifestyle driven. And that's according to the CDC. That's not even out there, you know, in guessing, you know, something flamboyant that I'm screaming.
Right.
It's true. And those diseases are, these will surprise you too. Those diseases and conditions include diabetes, asthma, heart disease, obesity, and cancer. They're saying these are our chronic and lifestyle-driven diseases.
Well, and you know what's amazing about this, Dr. Howard, is that these are all the areas that you've had testimonials be coming in from people that have been on fruits and veggies for the longest time. I mean, I remember hearing specific testimonials about diabetes and heart disease and cancer and other things. And you've never said that fruits and veggies, you know, are a cure-all. But the idea that we are living consistently unhealthy, chronic lives, and well, how does that change habits, good habits, habits that go from being bad habits into good habits, most of which, you know, if you change your diet, it's got to have an impact in these areas.
Oh, it does. And the problem is also our diets are getting worse, not better. And if we don't get on the bandwagon, and if doctors won't get on the bandwagon and help us teach the people how important it is, Chemistry is chemistry. Nutrition is just good chemistry versus bad chemistry. And then our expenditures are just getting worse and worse in the United States. The healthcare expenditures tripled in the last 50 years.
Wow.
Tripled.
Wow.
And from 1960 to now. And that's astonishing.
Yeah, they say in the study that 86% of all the costs of healthcare are driven by chronic disease. So
86%.
And we all hear the sad story of someone who has cancer and can't afford the treatment, and you know, somebody, you know, they hope to get the help and somebody steps in sometimes and there's these big exorbitant costs associated with that. That's not part of the 86%. That's somewhere in the 14%. Those big cases. 86% is normal people going to work, eating Twinkies when they should be eating apples.
Well, okay, an expanded scenario, and you'd have to go into more depth of this study, but an expanded scenario saying that we're making the proper foods available to people also by prescription and even helping them get them and you know, that the people who couldn't afford them, and we can go into that too. But just that, let's talk about the number of people it would influence. 3.28 million cardiovascular events could be prevented. 620,000 deaths. How many is that a month? How many is that a week? How many is that a day? And 120,000 cases of diabetes could be saved in the U.S., saving, you know, like we can talk about the billions of dollars it saves, but how about the people's lives?
Right, right, right. No, that's the real thing. And, you know, this is like the fourth or fifth headline that's come out in just since we've been doing these wellness segments, Dr. Howard, that are pointing to this direction. It seems like the medical community is kind of getting smart to it now. I mean, at least some people are starting to speak out and say it. And this study certainly seems to indicate it very, very strongly. And friends, that's one of the reasons why right here on my desk, not even that far from behind me, I've got my fruits and my veggies. You know, I took four of them this morning of each. I'm going to take four more this afternoon and evening of each. I haven't gotten a cold all year. If you're not getting the fruits and veggies in your system the way you need to, this is the perfect solution to pay attention to all these studies and all this research and then start making that habitual change for the good. 800-246-8751 and use promo code KMC when you call. Dr. Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.